Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, February the 8th. And you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in all over the globe, wherever you're receiving the call, whether it's through the Starlink satellite system from our SAT team, or whether it's just on free conference call, or whether you're catching it on a replay link or a replay number. Glad to have you here tonight. And we're looking forward to having a really good call tonight. I'm excited about my segment, and hopefully everybody else will be excited too. But before we get underway, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll look forward to a teaching that Sue has created for us after that. So here we go, everybody. Lord God, we just thank you that we're in the right place at the right time. We've waited a long time to receive this blessing, and now we have good word that it's basically on its way. So I look forward to that. I look forward to everything that we look to do corporately as a group, as Big Call Universe, moving forward. And I look forward to everything that you have for us to do individually, having been chosen for this event before the foundation of the world. Give us a great time and a great weekend, we pray tonight, and a really good move forward as we receive this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is an exciting time. Tell us what you have created for us tonight in the way of a teaching.
Well, I'm pretty excited about this teaching. Let me see how I would frame it. I just felt very inspired creating it, and I hope you enjoy it, and it creates meaning and value for you. From caterpillar to butterfly. Your time as a caterpillar has expired. Your wings are now ready. Anonymous. It's good to be a seeker, but sooner or later, you will become a finder. And then it's good to give what you have found. A gift into the world for whoever will accept it. Richard Bach and Jonathan Livingston Seacole. I'd like you to imagine that you're standing in the center of a circle that is filled with light, love, and the wisdom of Christ. Make that circle very large, so that you can imagine that you yourself are expanding and have expanded into a far greater capacity for wisdom. The following points are going to help you to extend that wisdom into the world. Faith's healing power. Begin with Christ's powerful words about healing through faith. Your faith has healed you. Contemplate the profound impact of faith in your life. Reflect on personal and leadership growth, the strengthened love, the enhanced perseverance, and the realization that you can overcome any challenge. All of these things have come to you through the process we've been through together. As Christ acknowledged the healing through faith, delve into how this journey has prepared you to bring your gifts into the world. Explore the depth of your gratitude as you step into this next part of a purposeful existence. In this expansive circle of wisdom, your faith has healed you echoes inviting contemplation on the transformative power of faith. As we stand within this sacred circle, imagine the strength gained enduring love cultivated, and the profound realization that challenges like you've met since you've been in this endeavor are conquerable. As your wings unfold, embrace the readiness to share these gifts, marked by gratitude for the journey that brought you to this transformative moment. 2, connecting to the world. Transition into Christ's teachings on interconnectedness. In Him, we live and move and have our being. Emphasize your expanding capacity to understand your connection to the world through thoughts, feelings, and actions. Dive into Christ's words, illustrating the unity that binds all. Explore how your evolving understanding of interconnectedness aligns with Christ's teachings, paving the way for a more profound contribution to the world. In this expansive circle of wisdom, in Him we live and move and have our being, Christ's wisdom guides your reflections on interconnectedness. Imagine standing within this sacred circle, contemplating the expanding capacity within you, connecting thoughts, feelings, and actions to the tapestry of existence. Christ's teachings echo in your deepened understanding, preparing you to contribute meaningfully to the world. 3, wisdom's light. Build on Christ's acknowledgement of wisdom. You are the light of the world. Reflect on how this moment has given you a new understanding of the process of stepping into a stronger, more whole, and heal version of yourself. Imagine Christ affirming the light-filled self before you. Contemplate the profound wisdom gained, envisioning your role as a beacon of light. Share Christ's words affirming your journey towards wholeness, concluding with a profound realization of your transformative journey. In this expansive circle of wisdom, you are the light of the world. Christ's acknowledgement illuminates the path to a stronger, more healed version of yourself. Imagine standing within this circle, reflecting on the wisdom gained, envisioning the transformative journey towards even greater wholeness. Embrace this profound realization as you conclude your transformative journey. In this sacred journey from caterpillar to butterfly, Christ's timeless wisdom weaves through each transformative step. Your time as a caterpillar has expired. Your wings are now ready. As we stand within this circle of wisdom, envisioning a light-filled, Christ-filled embrace, the journey unfolds. As your wings unfurl, gratitude for this transformative journey becomes the cornerstone for sharing your gifts with the world. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I really like that teaching. I thought that was included a lot of very cool subjects. And I'll probably try to talk about one or two of them, but I love the concept of from caterpillar to butterfly. You know, think of the stages that a butterfly goes through, and think of the fact that when it gets to the point where it comes out of the cocoon, going in as a caterpillar, and it comes out as a butterfly, it has to wait for its wings to dry before it takes flight. and its wings dry in the noonday sun. As they do, they move a little bit. And just like we move in Christ, in Him we live and move and have our being. And that little papillon, that mariposa, butterfly, is doing the same thing. It's breathing, it's living and moving, and it has its being. And what it does is when it's ready, it takes flight. And I think what it does while it's waiting is similar to the waiting that we have done before we are able to take off in new flight as a butterfly to go into our future, to fly out, to take flight, to use our wings and let them dry and then take off into what God has designed for us to do. To be in this situation that we've been in, waiting and listening for what is happening with our value, our revaluation of currencies, etc., we've had to be patient. We've had to wait. But I think our waiting period is just about over. And I've got some information I'll let you have in the intel section to give you the reasons I think that's the case. But I like the comments that you made, Sue, about faith. We know that without faith it is impossible to please God. We know that it's by faith that we're to receive Christ into our lives, that it's not by works, according to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, lest any person should boast, but it's by faith. And that's because we're in the age of grace, the dispensation of God's grace. We no longer have to keep a law or the law, Hebraic, Mosaic law. It's not for us. It was for the Jew, but it's not for us. We have it with an all-new, better covenant. And that's what we have to be super thankful about. I know there's more things in that, too. Your circle of wisdom. You know, after everything else, it's about us gaining wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge plus experience equals wisdom. And I think we've all learned some things. I know Sue's teaching of her courses, the pod has learned a lot of things. They apply it with the experience that they have or will have, and it'll create wisdom. That's why we call it the Golden Wisdom Bundle, because of the wisdom that's in the teachings that Sue has provided in those classes. So I love that concept, Sue. There's so much here we could go into, but right now let's let Bob comment. Bob, if you'll take it from here, I'll hand the baton to you, and let's see what you would have to say about tonight's teaching.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This was really great. I found myself concentrating really deeply. There was so much there. So you've got to pay attention to every word. And then to try to pick something that seemed like the thing that held the most for me. And it was towards the end when you were talking about stepping in to the new version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that this blessing that's about to come gives rise to the new us, the new you, you know, as we come into this blessing, because now it gives us more opportunity to really live a life of calling where we can contribute more than we have already. We can share more than we have. We can create brand new things. And we can execute on our plans and lead others. And going forward together, you know, all of us can do these great works. You know, Christ said, "You shall do even greater works than me." But I think he was talking to a crowd, and meaning all of you, everyone is welcome, and everyone is encouraged to do these great works. And as we lead and work together, these things will occur. And, you know, we've now been, you know, on the big call, been together for so long that we've now really collectively and individually discovered the doorways to these great contributions that we can make. And, you know, through Sue's courses, not only were the doorways, you know, helped us to discover the doorways, but, you know, how to actually open them up and step through and see the future, knowing that, you know, as time passes by, as the blessing occurs and we look out, you know, there's many really great adventures that are going to come for all of us. And the blessing is a beginning. The story of our life is not over, right? Really, it's really just beginning in one sense. And if we bring this new us, you know, to this, to walk through these doorways, and we walk through with the light of Christ, we walk through illuminated, and we show that light to others, knowing that the source of it is unlimited, that the more light that we pour forward towards others, the more that we are filled. It's like the magic pitcher that never runs out of water, and our vessels are like that. Through the grace of God, we're filled with unlimited light.
That's good, Bob. That's really good. You know, Sue, I told you earlier, one of our bankers told us early this morning that soon we would be the light of a new world. That's a banker speaking to our intel handler. Soon, we would be the light of the new world. And I think that fits beautifully in with your message today.
Mm-hmm.
We are the light of the world. We're also light and salt, Jesus said. We're here as salt to bring flavor to the world, to give it taste, to give it flavor. And as you know, the light will dispel the darkness. That's why we have light, to dispel the darkness. What did you think of this teaching, Sue? You brought so many good points. Bob brought out a lot in what he said. What did you think of this teaching, and can you comment further on it?
I'm going to take a pause for a moment. I wrote this teaching, I don't remember when I started it, but I had an intuition about conveying what we've been prepared for and really thinking about, I just reflected deeply on everybody listening to my voice right now and supporting them in understanding, like you have, Bruce, like Bob has, like I have. If you've been engaged with this, you've been aware of the transformation that's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. You've been aware of the choices you've made to be aligned with the healthiest, most thriving future. And you've been made aware of how to embrace the tension of living with something that is such a powerful dream, and at the same time, it hasn't, you know, it hadn't manifested yet. And so that ability to live between the tension of the manifest and the unmanifest, wow, is that a powerful transformation, because you had to be greater than the tension. You had to be the love.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where the wings part comes in. And I'm going to say something, the word is polemical, sort of contrarian. But I loved what Bob was saying about there are these new aspects of ourselves that are going to be able to come into the world. And I'm going to say something a little different. I think we're going to have new versions where it's not like we have to do these, be in your ideal self, don't limit what you can do or not do. But I think we're going to be re-examining how who we are could be a healthy version and going at a healthy pace so that we can realize health and transformative value in every area of our lives. So I know people, and they were amazing leaders, and they went and they did amazing things, but they did it at the cost of their health. And it wasn't, you know, it's like a lot of greatness has been at the cost of family, of whatever. And so I think if I were to leave this teaching, and maybe this is the last thing I'll say, what would it be like to be a new leader who wanted to lead and do great things of wholeness so that you had wonderful loving relationships, like extraordinary loving relationships? You learned what that was. You learned about creating what meaning is going to be. You told a new story about what was possible, like I'm telling you right now. I think the new story, the new ideal will be about being in what Bob has given us so much and is such a great example of. He's a great leader, as you are too, Bruce. He's a great leader of a new way of really caring and loving and creating community. And the skills that he can take doing that and the skills that he's given us as he's brought that to the call and demonstrated to us with his generosity and his compassion and meeting with all the people that he does, that to me is the new. It's like creating community, being there for people. That's the new great leader to me. It's, you don't have to be, you know, it's being there as love and forming really, it's how much love can you bring to yourself, to your relationships, and to what you're doing? I think that's going to be the new standard. It's not going to be kind of this thing that's seeped into us, like, you've got to stand out, you've got to be so great, because that was coming from a competitive environment a lot of the time. A lot of the time, not all the time. So what would it be like to be this loving, soft, strong, connected man or woman that was a healthy leader, that was filled with life, that was alive, but knew how to regulate themselves And they were healthy, they were happy, they were alive. Everything they, the people that they connected with, they all felt that aliveness, that happiness, but the leader wasn't getting depleted. That's what I want to see. I don't see very many people that look happy or healthy or energized or whatever. I see people that are handing it off and then they escape so that they can go play. I want to see the butterflies of people that really want to see aliveness, regeneration, without it burning themselves out to create it, and with all new models of what it means to thrive. And I think that you are a great example of that, Bruce, of pacing yourself, of, you know, caring about people, of staying the distance, of getting a group of people around you. And I think Bob, with his passion and his commitment and his qualities of excellence that goes from, you know, the truth, what's the truth, the testimonial thing. Everything that he does is designed to bring integrity and love and connection. And so, to me, if that could just get out onto the planet, that would be the biggest contribution you can make. And I just want people not to feel like they have to live into something so great. It's like stretch, then stretch some more. But always have a vision that you can infinitely stretch. You're going to have the time to master. It's going to be about mastery. What would the planet benefit from if you were mastering whatever you do? Your health, your relationships, your projects, and doing it in a rhythm and in a pace that allowed you and your projects to flourish. So those are my thoughts.
Okay, Sue, thank you. Thank you for that. Nice little wrap up there. Yeah, when I hear Bob, two things that came to me. Number one, when Bob speaks and has his segment, I notice that Bob does things with excellence. Doesn't mean perfection, but it means excellence. That's what he tends to bring to the call. And I think you bring that as well, Sue. But when it comes to what you said, Bob, earlier about sort of starting over, you know, we're at the point of our life where we're sort of almost getting ready for a restart. I think that's true. I think we're at the point of letting certain things of our lives in our past go and taking on a new and getting a restart. Just like the global currency reset, I think our lives can take on a reset and move forward into our future. So thank you, Sue, for sending that teaching to us, bringing that out. It's really not really a great segment, and I enjoyed that. I hope everybody else did. Now we move our way into seeing if anybody had any prayer requests that they sent in. Sue, let's see if we can pray for some people.
Yes. Let's see if we had one from our Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. I know. Laugh and get rich day. Laugh yourself into better spirits and enrich your health and happiness today. National Kite Flying Day. The wind in your face and the liberating feeling of flying a kite. That's interesting. I never found kite flying that much fun for some reason. Opera Day. Opera is one of the oldest and finest forms of entertainment. Today we celebrate it. Friday, February 9th. Saturday, February 10th. International Winter Bike to Work Day. Get your helmets and gear ready. We're about to go cycling. Saturday, February 10th. Sunday, February 11th. Chinese New Year. Boy, I have a lot of friends to write about that. A celebration marked by good food, red envelopes, and blessings for everyone. Sunday, February 11th. Super Bowl Sunday takes place the second Sunday in February. America's love affair with football springs into full bloom. Philippians, have okay, so let me see. Philippians 4:6-7, have no anxiety at all, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Throughout all of Scripture, this is a dominant theme. God wants to hear our prayers and petitions. Prayer to trust in God. Lord God, I am here before you, seeking a deeper relationship with you. Give me what I need to hear you, to follow you, and to love you with all my heart. I seek wisdom, understanding, and gratitude. May I remember always that you are my guide. Help me to trust in your ways and your will so that the good of my life's purpose can thrive. Amen. Heavenly Father, loving Father, forgiving Father, today we continue to pray for the following. All the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from all his surgeries, Bruce's eyesight, MedBed to be available ASAP, 4B, us, the internet group, to get RV notifications, 800 numbers to set appointments for redemptions and exchanges. For my daughter and everyone who's still deployed for their health, safety, and families, debt forgiveness jubilee, Social Security increases. May God bless everyone and keep them safe. Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Have a blessed weekend, Jeannie. That was beautiful.
There you go. Thank you, Jeannie. That's good. You kind of summed up what we're looking forward to, Jeannie. Thank you. Anything else, Sue, in the way of prayer requests?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Thank you very much. And thank you, Jeannie, again, for bringing that out. There's a lot that's going to be happening this weekend. And I'll get into it in the Intel segment starting tomorrow. So let's move into Sue's segment tonight. Sue, you just wrapped up your last course, and this was class number 4 tonight. What's your takeaway from that, and what else would you like to tell us about tonight?
My takeaway from that is going to be about effortless pace and leading a meaningful life. I'm typing in a testimonial. It was an amazing class, and the title of the class was The Wisdom of Christ, Strategic Perception for a Hyper-Novel World. And just so you know what that means, there are researchers out there, Cliff High being one in particular, who is talking about how the world, as of about June, because of many, many different changes and disclosures and everything, the people could be kind of in an emotional they could be emotionally challenged. And so that's why the course was created, to prepare people who really care about their projects and their future to be able to soothe, to have the strategies to lead more effectively when other people are maybe experiencing, hyper emotional responses. They're going to be centered. They're going to be mindful. And so it was a really wonderful class because we got to deepen on things like how we made decisions. I came up with a handout that's called The Christ-Based New Leaders, a 10-point primer for effective decision-making. And the bottom line for anybody listening right now, we're going to be needing to tell a new story. And one of the people on the call really brought out that he doesn't think it's going to be as bad as everybody's predicting, because people are going to realize, yes, all this stuff happened, but they're going to be looking for hope and what can be done. And that's really what we spent a lot of time on in the call tonight, is how are we going to tell a new story? What is that story going to be? And I saw this interview. Gotta look up his name. Unfortunately, I think I've lost it. And the man was talking about people that are really committed to a life of service. They're serving others. They're engaged with the future. They love what they're doing. And they have a sense of delight because they love what they're doing. They love other people. They want to help other people. And that's who we're going to be. So here's what I want you to think about. And I think it's just a beautiful, beautiful question. And it's coming from the book Presence by The Human Purpose and the Field of the Future. And it's about finding new ways of learning and kind of getting yourself ready for this new world. And these scientists and social scientists ask the question, I just love this, Bob, check this out. Get your pen out, I think, maybe. They began asking each person, this is back in 2004, what question lies at the heart of your work? What question? You can ask yourself this right now. What question lies at the heart of what gives you joy? What question lies at the heart of what gives you meaning? It's going to be very, very different when this happens. It's going to be about creating spaces and places and ways of people coming together to create meaning and joy and purpose. It's not going to be about money. It's not going to be about, oh, I've got a better car than you. It's literally going to go away pretty quickly, because it's going to be obvious we're in a totally new design, a totally new story. It's not going to look cool if that's your only, if you're only in it for you. So I announced to the pod, I didn't say when, that we're going to either, if this doesn't go, just write this down, everybody, Friday the 16th or Monday the 19th. I don't know which one yet. We would be launching a new course called Writing the New Stories, Self, Culture, and Community. So it's going to be about yourself, your project's culture, and how that's going to impact your community. Writing the New Stories. So if you're interested in that course, all you have to do is send an email to pre-register and just say, writing new story, put your name and your telephone number, and you'll be pre-registered. I doubt we're going to get there, but it's kind of cool to figure out who would show up. It's kind of it's going to be the most important thing. Stories is how culture gets created. Stories is how you get creative. What you're telling yourself is how you're going to create the stories that are going to create the stories. So it's going to be a really fun class. That's one. And the last thing I want to talk about, Bruce, is if anyone listening is thinking about your life and realize, do you feel like things are harder than they used to be? Or do you feel that, you know, once the RV happens, you're kind of struggling to know what you're going to do or how you're going to do it or who you're going to trust? And you find yourself kind of not having a picture or clarity or knowing what this next year is going to look like. If that defines you, if that kind of calls out to you, and if you'd like the antidote to kind of being stuck and wanting to feel like you could effortlessly pace yourself and learn about yourself and what's going to happen in the next year, then we're going to reintroduce the Golden Wisdom Bundle tonight for just $300. It's a $550 kit. And it's designed so that you can feel clear. Everybody on these calls, Bruce and Bob, they say they can't even get over. I've got to read. Here's what I would say. Oh, my God, I went into last night class and did the meditation. I'm telling you, my day since then has been amazing. That was awesome, life-changing. So thankful for it and for you doing this. That's typical of what people experience when they're letting go of the past and they're stepping into practicing who they could be, not just with a lot of money, but as a liberated humanitarian, a liberated person that's making conscious, proactive choices. So if that kind of rings a bell to you, like, God, I would love to feel really clear, really alive, really free, and like I was really making a difference, and you want to hear what it would be like to be surrounded by people like that? You literally want to feel what that feels like. You're going to get that if you send us an email. integratedminds@hushmail.com. Just put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300. And all you need is your name, your telephone number, and Zelle. And you could listen to one class a week, and you will learn how to let go of the past, how to let go of confusion or doubt, and you're going to learn how to design this life you've always dreamed of, this life that's going to impact people. But I'm not talking about like superficially. You're actually going to experience it. You're going to learn what it's like to move through all these different phases of developing your projects. And you're also going to learn how to do it so it's literally done in an experiential format. So hopefully that's going to be helpful to a few of you. And it's a very simplifying, very grounding, very clarifying group of teachings, and I hope that you get to take advantage of it before you can't, because once this goes, it's not going to be available, unfortunately. So those are my segments, Bruce, and I hope it brought value to everybody listening.
Thank you, Sue. I believe so. Thank you for telling us what you're working on in CASE as far as a new course, and certainly the Golden Wisdom Bundle available now is going to benefit people for not only right now, but for years to come. Definitely something that everybody should have to listen to move into our new paradigm. So thank you, Sue, so much for that. Appreciate that very much. And we'll highlight that in the Intel segment as well. So, Bob, we've got a new sale on as of a few days ago. And I know that you get testimonials virtually daily that are great. And we always get a kick out of listening to those. It personalizes people's use of the Boomer products. It tells us what their experience is and how it's benefiting them. And I'm interested in what you would have in the way of testimonials, as well as any other research that you may want to bring out tonight.
All right. Yeah, so we did get some more testimonials.
Okay.
And this first one's really simple. It's about our probiotics. It came in yesterday.
Okay.
And it's from a man. It says, "My wife and I find these probiotics to be the best we have ever taken." And, you know, that's not surprising anymore to us, because we know, you know, the care that goes into making these probiotics, and the ingenuity and the conceptual impetus for creating something that was completely different. And so when people have tried, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 different probiotic products, and they don't get the results they're hoping for, but lots of people are very persistent, and they'll try again. They'll try something new once more. And it's a good thing, because then they come across, you know, a new creation, like this type of a probiotic. And the next thing you know, they finally found something that works. So it's when we see a testimonial like this, it's not just like, oh, isn't that great? It's like, man, are we ever grateful for the people that process this and make these for us. And the invention of the device that's used to make them. There wasn't even a piece of machinery that could be used to make these probiotics. It had to be created from scratch. And one of our scientists is really good at that. Not only a nutraceutical scientist, but he's a mechanical engineer. And if he wants to create something and there's no machinery or equipment for doing it, that doesn't stop him. He's just like, well, guess I'm going to have to invent a new machine. And he does.
That's great.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I've helped a lot of inventors create new things. I've worked, you know, in the hydrogen fuel cell area and other things, and I was privileged to get to work with this scientist of ours in the one aspect of the device that makes these probiotics. And I learned about that type of technology from another scientist that I was helping to create a new type of energy creation, where he had come up with a plan that I still want to implement after the blessing, where he discovered that there are all these abandoned mines that are in the, and particularly out in the West.
Sure.
And the mine shafts, when they come down, they, because they have multiple mine shafts, the air will get sucked down and then back up a different shaft. And when it comes down to the bottom where the two shafts meet, the wind creates a tornado. And he got the idea to design a generator that was like a very large flat platter with all these little wings all around the periphery of it, and they then set this device, this, call it a cyclonic generator, right where the middle of the tornado is, and it spins this at really, really great speed, and they use it for generating electricity. And when he came up with this concept, he came to me to help find funding for his project. And so we were able to use his idea of this cyclonic generator in the machine that makes our probiotics. It's actually working inside this machine.
Very cool.
And I got another testimonial, Bruce, from a woman that says, I ordered the Aloe Vera Immune for my son. He was hit by a car and was in a coma for over 2 years.
Wow.
His recovery was very slow. And he had a lot of mood swings. I talked to the Boomer staff for advice, and Aloe Vera Immune was recommended to my son. He is so much more alert and a pleasure to live with. He is still handicapped, but I'm hoping the med bed will correct that. Thank God for Immune and Boomers. And this is amazing testimonial, Bruce. This is a young man who was in a coma, most likely from a severe head trauma. And they call it TBI, traumatic brain injury.
Brain injury.
And he's in a coma for 2 years. Usually people are in a coma sometimes, depending on the type of coma, even just for a couple of days, they never survive. And quite often, the families are going through agonizing decision-making processes as to how long they're going to keep somebody alive before they decide not to keep them alive anymore. And I've been involved in many cases like this as a healthcare administrator, and this just brought joy to my heart to know that because this woman discovered Boomers Forever Young, her son is now getting better. And when she says he's a joy to be with, it's very interesting because a lot of people with TBI have become very, very moody and very volatile, and also very nasty sometimes, where they will have fits, outbursts of anger, seemingly for no reason, and they will lash out at everybody that's around them. And it's very hard to be in a center that is an inpatient center for people with traumatic brain injuries. There's lots of screaming and wailing and pain. It's very difficult for the staff that dedicate themselves to caring for people recovering from brain injuries. And quite often then they will plateau, and that's going to be the end of their progress.
Mm-hmm.
And for this woman to have now discovered something that can, in the interim, as we wait for the med beds, can increase the speed of his recovery, smooth out his affect. And I would say, you know, if you're listening tonight, if you haven't already, consider taking him for neurobiofeedback treatments, which really work miracles for people with traumatic brain injuries. And I went recently, Bruce, to a neurobiofeedback center.
And
I got a brain map done, at a place that was opening up, brand new place in St. Petersburg opening up, and they needed people for the training. So the master practitioner came to visit, was training the new lady, and I got to have my brain map done, and I got to go and get the results today.
And super.
So I had five areas in my brain that were low in alpha, meaning there was alpha needed it to a certain degree in these five areas. Four of them were for memory. They're scattered throughout the brain. And one was for mood swings. And guess what happened to me when I was a young man? I got hit by a car. I actually got hit by a van, a 40-car-lined van that was going 60 miles an hour. And it fractured my skull. And those symptoms of memory issues and mood swing issues were identifiable 50 years later. This happened when I was 17. And 50 years later, the waveform in my brain still held the aberrant presentation even 50 years later on. And so now that it's what's really cool is you can go and they have a essentially a treatment, a high-tech intervention using this cap that you put on, and you watch TV while they do this treatment to reset the brain waves in each specific section of your brain.
Okay.
And I'm going to go and start getting that done. And the other thing that I had was in my right frontal cortex, I had extreme high beta, which is indicative of your mind always working. Your mind is always...
Yeah, always on.
Always on. Always thinking. Always analyzing, right? And so one of the things you can do is you can quiet that down a little bit. And then call it up on demand still, but not have it be this habit from the moment you wake up in the morning until, you know, till the big call is over.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, and the theory is that if you have a little less beta in your right frontal cortex, if you're right-handed, that you actually will get more done because you'll be able to focus better on one thing at a time.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm not sure when I start. I have to give them a call back tomorrow to see. But I'll keep people posted on how that goes. And certainly for this woman whose son was hit by a car should consider that. And anybody listening that knows someone that might benefit, this particular company has centers in 20 cities around the United States.
Wow. There you go.
Including Atlanta and places in Texas and opening up in Washington State in a couple of months and now in four places in Florida and like that. So anyway, those are our testimonials. And I also wanted to just say this. I'm going to keep brief because it could get really long. We let it. There's an article that just came out yesterday, and it is written by a doctor, a medical doctor, and the title is Six Surprisingly Simple Ways to Keep Yourself Healthy. So this physician is saying, go back to basics and really just focus on the basics. And the first one is about the brain. Do you have trouble remembering appointments, important dates? Do you misplace things? Da, da, da. And then the recommendation is what you might expect. Eat a well-balanced diet. Go visit the doctor. And do brain games like puzzles. Okay? And saying that this poor cognitive status could lead to depression or dementia. Mm-hmm. So I would just say this, that what if you really agree, if you agree that paying attention to your brain is really important, you want to know a lot more than just this brief advice in this article. And people should make their way over to our website and find our podcasts on things like nootropics, things like circulation, things like dementia, things like depression, and really learn quite a bit more about how, for example, you can increase the level of CAMP in your brain, which will upregulate three of your main neurotransmitters simultaneously, and how you get the actual product that's in pill form that will upregulate that for you without any side effects whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one. Another is about activity and exercise. We also have a whole podcast on that. It's called The Importance of Exercise with Dave Spinelli. Dave Spinelli is a very well-known exercise physiologist and has his own app, and people can go and watch that one. The next one talks about the stomach. And what they really mean by the stomach is more really your whole alimentary canal from your mouth all the way on down.
Mm-hmm.
And you can learn a tremendous amount about that by watching our podcast on digestion. Because the one on digestion will explain what happens in your mouth, how digestion starts there, what to do to keep your mouth really healthy so you don't get gum disease, how to digest your food, how to use digestive enzymes properly, how to cleanse your small intestine of plaque so your villi can absorb nutrients, how to use advanced probiotics to help with the health of your lower intestine, et cetera, et cetera. And the other one was about boosting your immunity. And the last two were about going for your annual checkups and getting good sleep. We have another whole complete podcast about sleep. We have the best sleep aid that's ever been created on the planet.
Yep.
And we also have podcasts and products to help with immunity. In fact, the Immune Defense Bundle is one of the bundles that's on sale right now, 25% off. Great time of year for it. Nothing about using flax lignans, probiotics, vitamin C in combination in this article about immunity. But you can learn all about immunity and autoimmune disease from our podcast as well. And of course, we have an entire podcast on sleep that contains more than 10 times as much information as this article does. And it's hard, you know, Bruce, to improve your life by reading these brief articles of advice from a doctor that's writing an article for a magazine, right?
Right, right.
Probably not. Your life's probably not going to get any better when you read that sleep's important, and if you don't get enough sleep, it's linked to cardiovascular disease and dementia and poor immunity and mood swings, because it's not really giving you the nitty-gritty about what to do about it.
Right.
And so, on the other hand, you can learn all you need to know with how to. It's not just, hey, here's all the information. It's here's the information, and here's exactly what you need to do to improve your immunity, to improve your sleep, to get going with your exercise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so that, Bruce, is the last, that's all I had to say. If people make their way to the site, you'll notice that we have the lignans, the probiotics on sale. 25% off, and also 7 different combo packs, which is awesome because the combo packs are already discounted, and then you get 25% off on top of that.
Yeah. That's terrific. Bob, thank you. That's a wonderful explanation. And I want to let everybody know how they get to the site so that they can look at these products and check them out and then check all the podcasts that you were referring to. All they do is go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when they hit our landing page, they'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers, and that they click on because it's a direct link into your site. So they click on Boomers, they go into the site, they can look at all the products that are on sale with these bundles, and if they use the pull-down menu for products on sale, they'll be able to see all of these different bundles that are 25% off, as well as certain individual products. I love the immune defense bundle, for example. That's a great one to get started with. Everybody should be on all of those products and really everything that's there. And I love the fact that you've got a number of podcasts that they can check out at the footer of the landing page. They can of your page, they can see those podcasts and go learn about those. And you've got a YouTube channel that they can go and pick up previous broadcasts that are archived on the YouTube channel, too. They can click on that and watch some of those. And you've done a wonderful job of bringing information that will actually make a difference. It's not just learning about something. It's doing something with that information, applying it and making it practical to use and learn moving forward. So I love that idea. And also, if anybody has any questions about any of the products or about the circulation mat, all they need to do is call, and the toll-free number to call in to Bob's company, Boomers, is to use the toll-free number 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. So usually Friday's a pretty big call day. If you do call in and you do get a recording, leave your name and phone number and someone will call you back. And that's what Stephanie does. When if I happen to get that, I'll leave a message for Stephanie. Boom, and sometimes it's a matter of minutes, she'll turn around and call me back. And so it's wonderful. I have a great relationship with the staff there, and they really, you know what they like? They like the Big Call, and they care about us that are part of Big Call Universe. They do call, and they're very pleasant and well-trained on the phone, and they're just a delight to work with. And so I'm excited about that, very excited that we have a great staff that we can talk to. So you know how to get to the site. You know the toll-free number to call, and that'll get you in there. And if you happen to be traveling to that part of St. Petersburg, Florida, on the west coast of Florida, south of Tampa, you can call and leave word that you're planning to travel in that area, and it might be possible for you to make a visit to Boomer's offices and to meet with Bob, if he knows about it ahead of time. Obviously, don't do it last minute. Let him know if it's part of your winter vacation plans, okay? Because Bob is really great about meeting listeners of the Big Call Universe. Bob, anything else that we need to talk about?
No, I think that's it for tonight. It is 10:14.
Thank you, Bob. Fantastic. I think Bob did a great job of presenting that information to us, making this great information available, and then it's up to us to see what we want to do with it. And the fact that we've got 25% off on these bundles is a real winner. That's a terrific sale, so take advantage of it. Thank you, Bob. Excellent. Let's transition into the Intel segment for tonight. You know, I mentioned earlier something that Sue had said about being the light of the world. And I said, we heard from a banker this morning early that said, soon we will all be the light of the new world. And I think that was pretty cool that he put it that way. And I think he's right. We know that we're to be light and salt in this world. And we are. And we should be. But let's start and see where we are and where we're going. First of all, you know, Jeannie's always bringing up what we're looking forward to, maybe what we don't have, but what we're looking forward to, and what we're praying for. So I'll remember those things and get into that in a moment. What is, I think, most important right now is to look at the possibility that I was presented with today that said that we should get Supreme Court decisions around 11 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, Friday. These decisions would be relevant to the overturning of the elections of 2020 and also the corruption and fraud in the 2022 elections, which would reverse the results of those elections and make major changes in what we have received from them. So, we have heard today that we would get those results of the Supreme Court decisions starting around 11 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow, and then within 1 to 2 hours after those decisions have been rendered by the Supreme Court, we would be notified for our exchanges, which would put us sometime in the early afternoon tomorrow, in which case we should see the ability to set appointments either for Friday afternoon, evening, or for Saturday. So we'll see how those come out, whether those come out as we anticipate, and what we're able to do with that. I think that's extremely good news, and what it tells us is all of this time that we've been waiting, thinking we were going to go, and all the false starts that we've had seems to turn on the possibility of the return of President Trump before we go into the redemption centers. I think that's what we've been waiting for, and I think even though I've been told that wasn't going to be the case for a long, long time, I believe more recently that we needed that to happen. So we'll see if tomorrow, Friday, February 9th, turns into that day for us, whether we get notified after the Supreme Court brings those decisions out. If that occurs, we're golden. We move forward with our notifications, our setting of appointments, and our exchanges soon to follow. Regarding R&R, Restitutional Reclamation Allowance, that Jeannie was referring to, I believe we had heard, I know we had heard because I put it out in the call, that we would get that between the 1st and 7th of February. Well, the 7th was yesterday, Wednesday, and today is Thursday the 8th, and we have none of it yet. I don't believe there were increases in Social Security yet either. And we thought those would occur starting, well, they're supposed to start sometime. We didn't have an actual date, sometime in February. And I think they still could. But I believe that we've needed the Supreme Court decisions to come out and President Trump to be returned to his rightful place as president, even though he's always been commander-in-chief. That never stopped. But I believe that allows us to move forward and to get not only our RV, our toll-free number, our exchanges started, but also the R&R and the increase in Social Security as well to occur sometime this month. That's what we're looking forward to. I know that there are rates on the bank screens. I know that should be locked in. We should also have rates on redemption center screens, which is the better way to go. I've told you that many times. Keep that in mind. That's why we use the toll-free number when we get it to set your appointments, because even though if you're setting a fixed appointment, it should take no more than 30 minutes. Don't arrive more than 10 minutes early for it. But you should be absolutely thrilled with the rates that are available for all of our currencies and for the ZIM that we will be redeeming and everything else that's going to happen at the redemption center. And that is the ticket. You know that call that I took place, was it Tuesday morning? With all redemption centers, it was with the leaders of those redemption centers around the United States. I don't know if it included Canada or Mexico. I didn't get that. But it was a call that was originated from Wells Fargo. It did last a little longer than they anticipated. Instead of an hour, it went an hour and a half. And I think they got everything they wanted to get out to the leaders of the redemption centers, of which we know four of those, of four different redemption centers. So I think that's very positive for us. I think a lot of this has been hinged on the release of the decisions by the Supreme Court on three separate cases, one that was filed by President Trump and his group of attorneys. One was filed by the Brunson brothers, and one is one relating to the 2022 election fraud. So we'll have to see how all that comes out tomorrow, but we're being told by our Redemption Center people that we are in for a very exciting weekend. Well, I'm counting the weekend starting tomorrow. Let's see how that manifests to us. Let's see what we actually get, how soon we get notified, how soon we set these appointments. And I think we could start, if we don't start Friday evening, we could start Saturday. And we'll go right on through Sunday and the rest of the week. That's what I'm getting today. I was very excited to hear this information earlier this morning. So, with that being said, I think we've covered all the other things that we wanted to talk about. So let's go ahead and look forward to that. You know, this is the opportunity, maybe the last opportunity, to pick up a really good deal on those five different courses that Sue had with the pod, and all five courses, which amounts to 20 different classes, turns into about 30 or more hours of classes that you can listen to one class at a time. And it's got everything from leadership to what you're going to do with your family members, how to deal with them. Anything that you're uncertain about moving forward through this, this will give you peace and calm and clarity moving forward. You all need to hear this. It's a very good bargain because it's priced. What would have been $550 is only $300. And it's available now that you can get this by sending Sue an email to Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, Minds, at hushmail.com. And this is the in the subject line, you would be putting the Golden Wisdom Bundle. The Golden Wisdom Bundle 300. $300. All you need to put in the email is your name, your cell phone number, and the fact that you have Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, Zelle, to send the funds. Okay? And it all comes to you by email, but you put the your phone number in case she needs to text you something. Okay? So all that will come to you by email, and you'll have classes that you can listen to as you click on the link, classes that you hear, and you can listen to it at your own pace. Just listen as you might listen to one class a week, but you'll have 20 classes to listen to. That'll take you well into the first few months of this year and really prepare you for everything that's coming down and give you clarity on this new changed world that we're getting ready to walk into. So I highly recommend you guys get it. Go ahead and send Sue an email. If you're, if it's not too late where you are, send it to her tonight. Let her know, yeah, I would like that. I would like the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Just let her know in the subject line, Golden Wisdom Bundle. The address to send it to, again, Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Okay? Send it off to her, and then she'll give you the instructions on how to Zelle the $300. All right? This is something you won't want to miss. You want to take advantage of this for your future and for the future of your family and the future of everybody that you have that you're going to be in contact with moving forward. All right? Make sure that you do that tonight. Beware of the sale at Boomers at 25% off. Check that out. There are like 9 different bundles of products, I think, that are 25 off. And so check that out. And other than that, I will look forward to communicating with you by email, because that's the only way we're going to use to communicate with you until we have our new URLs set up that we can use interactively with you for Rebuild America, for Rebuild International, for Veterans Retreat Network, for Pastoral Retreat Network. So hopefully you guys have registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com. But if you haven't, now's a good time to get registered, because we plan to put out the actual toll-free 800 numbers when we get it. I say get it. I think it'll be one number to call in to the call center with. We'll send that out to you as soon as we get them, and we'll also have them on the landing page of our website, bigcalluniverse.com. So if you don't want to have anything else to do with the big call, don't give us your email, because we're not going to abuse it. But I am going to send out podcasts from time to time that I do, or that Bob and I do, or that Sue and Bob and I might do. She's going in her own direction with her projects. I'm going in a different direction with my projects, and Bob's going to be helping to facilitate that. So we're looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to getting in touch with you. after everything settles down from the actual exchange itself. So let's do this. Let's pray the call out, and let's look forward to what we have to see tomorrow. Like I said, we're looking forward to seeing what the Supreme Court brings as far as decisions around 11 o'clock Eastern. I don't know how we're going to see it or if we even will see it. But that's when the decision is supposed to come out. And then a couple hours later, we're expected to get notifications by email from Wells Fargo that we can use to set our appointments. All right? So that's what I wanted to bring tonight. Appreciate everybody hanging in there. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we are preparing ourselves to receive the blessing that you have for us. We know that we've been chosen to receive this for a long, long time. And we look forward to doing the right thing with the funds and being good stewards of the funds in helping to level the playing field for humanity. Thank you for the ideas that you've given us that are blessed. And thank you for Bob and Sue, my co-hosts, and everything they've brought to the big call. Thank you for all of the listeners out there that have tuned in, the SAT team. Thank you for Jeannie, and thank you for Pastor Scott, and also GCK, who's handled the graphics and artwork for our presentations. Lord God, thank you for your presence, for your grace, for your love, and the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ. For all of humanity, whosoever would believe may come. Thank you for faith that you give us and the power that we have by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and God bless you, and let's all see what happens in the next day or so.